These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Martin, I'm 42, a cameraman from Gwent.
I'm Karina, I'm 52, a full-time mum from Southampton.
I'm Charlotte, I'm 29, I'm a medical receptionist from Skipton.
I'm David, I'm 33, a civil servant from London.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase for the chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Martin. Welcome to the show, Martin.
Right.
First up, looking forward to it?
Oh, I can't wait.
Good. From Gwent.
Yes.
Now, you are a cameraman.
I am, yes.
In film and television?
Mainly in corporate film, but we do music videos, training films, so all kinds of different things, really.
Yeah, OK, fair enough. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm heavily into amateur dramatics. I do a lot of musicals. They tend to wheel me out when they need a baddie, though, so, you know, being 6'3" and my size is every time that they're looking for someone, then they call me.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I got married 6 months ago. And I've been so busy with work that I haven't had a chance to take my wife on honeymoon yet.
Ouch!
Yeah, I know. So I really need to win some money today.
What's your wife's name?
Louise.
Right, where would you like to go?
Well, she had family in Canada, so we'd really like to go to Canada to have a look around where her family used to live.
Let's do that, Martin. I'll wish you well. Cash build around each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am indeed.
Good luck. Let's do it. Your time starts now. Your body's pulse is measured by counting the rate of what per minute?
Beats.
More, please.
Heartbeats.
Correct. What Dickens' title character is described as the orphan of a workhouse?
Oliver Twist.
Correct. What 1950 Disney film is based on a Charles Perrault fairy tale?
Dumbo.
Cinderella. The £100 banknote of what country features an image of the Sphinx?
Egypt.
Correct. Cheryl was the first girl chosen for what group on TV's Pop Stars The Rivals?
Girls Led.
Correct. What club did Kevin Keegan play for on his return from... No, Southampton. In the Beano, Roger the Dodger wore a check top of black and what other colour?
Red.
Correct. In 1858, which future US president made the House Divided speech?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. How many prime numbers are there between 10 and 15?
Two.
Correct. What surname is shared by British acting sisters Hayley and Juliet?
Mills.
Correct. Which supermarket introduced its essentials value range in 2009?
Waitrose.
Correct. Something that only exists. Very good. £9,000.
Wow. I'm impressed with that. I'm impressed myself.
That's really good. Right, now, Martin, time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? His address book is emptier than a supermodel's lunchbox. Perhaps it could be the cinnamon, Paul Sinner. He's been tweeting on Twitter that he plans to make you look a twit. Could it though be the governess, Anne Hegarty? Last week, she was a pin-up in Plumbers Weekly. Well, those heating engineers love an old boiler. Or maybe it's the beast, Mark Lebette, the only man who has to grease his hips to get into a lift. Who do you want to take on?
I'd like to take on Anne, I think, please.
Really?
Yeah, that would be... I think I could exploit her weaknesses.
Good luck with that. Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, yeah, no. It is... Oh. You can feel him coming across the bridge. It's the man down to the mat. It's the beast, Mark Lebette.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Hello, Mark.
Ah, dear. So you're used to being the bad guy?
I am, yes.
Not today. That's my job.
Let's put some money onto the table. Great cash builder, I have to say. £9,000. Now, you can change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so, take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
£2,000.
Thank you. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Come up and play. £30,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. David.
Martin, that was a phenomenal cash builder. I think you can definitely take the £30,000. In fact, I think that's a bit of an insult. I think he should have offered you more than that.
Charlotte.
Martin, I think Mark's definitely met his match with you. Two Welsh boys go for the £30,000.
Perfect. Karina.
Don't risk it. Nine's a great amount. Bring it back.
Yeah, I agree with Karina. It's hard to give up nine to go for the 30 unless you're totally confident. Two, nine, 30K. Martin, what'll it be?
The 30 grand, it is very, very, very tempting. No, we'll stick to the nine, I think. We'll go for the middle offer.
Fine, nine's good. It's a lot of money, though.
Yeah, exactly. When you get 9 or 10,000, you almost have to go middle.
You do. Here we go, though. Martin, for nine grand, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Atticus was an early working title for which American novel? A, Gone with the Wind. B, The Catcher in the Rye. C, To Kill a Mockingbird. You've put The Catcher in the Rye.
I have no clue. It's a complete guess, but it's in the middle and it's got a long title, so it seemed to be...
Fair enough. Correct answer is... It's To Kill a Mockingbird. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right with To Kill a Mockingbird. The reason is because...
Well, one of the main characters is Atticus Finch.
Yes. Here's your next question. Which of these countries joined the EU most recently? A, Finland. B, Ireland. C, Poland. You've put Poland.
I think there was a lot of talk recently about the people going back and forth between the two countries, a lot of people coming over here to work because they're now in the EU, so I think that's the answer.
Correct answer is... Well played, Poland it is. Step closer home, Chase has put. Goes right with Poland. Very good. Here's your next question. Golden Ball and Green Globe are varieties of what vegetable? A, carrot. B, potato. C, turnip. You've put... Turnip.
Turnip. Golden Ball, it's a... Turnip's kind of... ball-shaped, and some could be golden, maybe?
Correct answer is... Yes, turnips, right. Step close to home. Chase has put... Oi, hey, yeah, hoo-ha.
I just went to think there's far more variety to potato than anything else.
Indeed, but you got it wrong. You know what you are? Turnip. Here's your next question. Which sportsman became the father of twins for the second time in 2014? A, Fernando Alonso. B, Jonah Lomu. Or C, Roger Federer. You've put Roger Federer.
Yes, I remember reading about it. Stuck in my mind.
Correct answer is... Roger Federer is. Step closer to home, we'll play. Chase has put... Goes with Federer. Thank goodness he's worth a few quid.
Yes, I could have said, if he's got to worry about child-minding bills.
No, indeed. Here's your next question. In 2015, a French court prevented a couple from giving their daughter what name? A, Volvic. B, Nutella. Or C, Airbus. You've put... Nutella.
Yeah, it seems daft enough. I mean, they're all daft, but that one seems really daft to name her after a chocolate spread.
I know. I was sitting home with my kids, ham, egg and chips, and I said... Unbelievable. Correct answer is... Well played. Nutella is right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes right. OK. One from home. Well played. Here's your next question. Get this right. You'd have had two goes at 30K. What specific part of the ear is responsible for equilibrium or a sense of balance? A, outer ear. B, middle ear. C, inner ear. You have put inner ear. Yes?
Yes, definitely, 100%.
To go through with nine grand, correct answer is... We're up and running, well played. First player up, good. Jason.
Couldn't do a lot about that, but the chances are you're their best player and you didn't take the chance to make 30,000.
Martin, congratulations. Thanks, you're through, man, to the final, Chase. Well played, mate. Jeez, nine grand, congratulations. Very, very good indeed. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. Welcomed home by his team. And next to Face the Chaser, it's Karina. Welcome to the show, Karina.
Thank you, Bradley.
From Southampton?
Yes.
Full-time mum?
Yes.
Before you became a full-time mum, was you working?
Yes, I did 10 years in the technology industry, so...
Computers, that sort of stuff?
Computers, yeah.
All right, if you won some money today, Karina, what would you do with it?
Travel. I've been to Borneo to see the orangutans.
Okay.
Took my older son a couple of years ago to do that, and now I want to take them both to Alaska to see the grizzly bears fishing for salmon.
Wow, OK, good for you. Karina, I wish you luck. Let's get you travelling with your boys, OK?
Yep.
Your time starts now. If everything's in order and correct, it may be said to be tickety what?
Boo.
Correct. Rock Me, Why Me and Save Your Kisses For Me all won what song contest?
Eurovision Song Contest.
Correct. What 70s film starred Robert Redford and Paul Newman as a pair of con men?
The Sting.
Correct. Cricketer Don Bradman scored over 70% of his test runs against what country?
Australia.
England. The fan base of which Australian female rapper call themselves Azaleans?
Pass.
Iggy Azalea. What sweet herb of the parsley family is sometimes called herb of the angels?
Basil.
Angelica. What UN agency aims to improve the health of all countries and control disease?
World Health Organization.
Correct. Which brothers wrote and directed the film The Man Who Wasn't There?
Coen Brothers.
Correct. In 1893, Winston Churchill entered what Royal Military College?
Sandhurst.
Correct. Which fictional character has a scar shaped like a lightning bolt in his forehead?
Harry Potter.
Correct. Very good. Excellent, Karina. $7,000. Nice. Start of a very good team here. Put him on the back foot, the beast. You ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Karina.
Hello, Mark.
So you want to see grizzly bears in the wild?
Yeah.
Consider this a preview.
Right, here's some money on the table. Another good cash builder from my team. Very good, $7,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
$1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
If you're braver than Martin, £37,000.
Thank you, have a chat with your team. There you go. David.
Karina, you know what I'm going to say? I think you should take the top offer. He's already having a bad day. You can do it.
Charlotte.
You're a cool and calm player. I think you should stick with the seven, be a good pop when you come back.
Martin.
Karina, you've done brilliantly. You've got a really good general knowledge. We need you back here for the final chase.
Yeah.
Take the seven.
Well played, guys. Well played indeed. Very, very good. $1,737,000. Karina, what'll it be?
I'm going to try and avoid a rush of blood to the head.
Yes.
I need the chance to get maybe two wrong, so I'm going seven.
Seven, though, is fine. It's a lot of money. Look, chaser.
As Karina's just realised, David, it's a lot easier to be brave back there.
OK, Karina, for $7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In poetry, what's another name for a couplet written in iambic pentameter? A, heroic couplet, B, gallant couplet, or C, noble couplet? You've put heroic couplet.
Rings of a vague bell in the back of my head.
Correct answer is...
Good.
Step close to home, chase is put. There you go.
Penta, as you imagine, means five.
Yes.
Iambic pentameter is five pairs, so everything in iambic pentameter is 10 syllables.
Gotcha. Roses are red, violets are blue, some poems rhyme and some don't. Here's your next question. Which of these is not a flower? A, Gansy, B, Tansy, C, Pansy. You've put Gansy.
Well, obviously, pansy's a flower. And tansy sounds more like a flower than Gansy does.
Correct answer is... Gansy is correct. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right there, so with Gansy.
I knew tansy was a flower, but I couldn't pick it out of a lineup.
Here's your next question. Who succeeded Tom Baker as the Doctor in Doctor Who? A, Sylvester McCoy, B, Peter Davison, C, Colin Baker. You've put Peter Davison.
I think so. They're a bit after my watching time. I faded out when Tom Baker was quite new.
Correct answer is... get in. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, also goes with Peter Davison.
Sylvester McCoy is the seventh Doctor.
Right.
Peter was the fifth, Colin Baker was the sixth, and Tom Baker was the fourth.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Who said at a famous event in 1985, don't go to the pub tonight, please stay in and give us your money? A, Bob Geldof, B, David Frost, C, Terry Wogan. You've put Bob Geldof.
Yeah, Live Aid.
Correct answer is... it is Bob Geldof. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes also with Geldof. One more and you're home. Here's your next question. Approximately how many people live in the Commonwealth?
Oh.
A, 1.1 billion. B, 2.2 billion. C, 3.3 billion. You've put 3.3 billion.
Well, India's got 1.3 billion of them.
Right, OK.
Definitely not A.
To go through with $7,000, correct answer is... yes. 2.2 billion. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here he comes. He should get this. And does indeed. Moves it within two. Here's the next question. Which of these was not a category in the original Trivial Pursuit game? A, geography. B, history. C, music. You've put music.
Yeah, I used to play it a lot.
Yeah.
Know this one.
Right. To go through with $7,000, correct answer is... well played. Very, very good indeed. Chaser.
That was a pretty regulation chase, really. Unfortunately, I couldn't put Karina under any real pressure.
Good, though. I'm pleased for you. Well
done. Thank you very much.
Well done. Through. To the final chase alongside Martin. It's a good team starting now. And, of course, we have £16,000. Charlotte is up after the break. Can she make it 3 out of 3? I hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser is Charlotte. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Hi, Brad.
Looking forward to it?
Absolutely.
Now, you're from Skipton.
Yeah, I'm originally from Burnley. I've lived in Skipton for the last 5 years.
OK. Now, you're a medical receptionist.
True.
In a hospital or private practice?
Medical centre, so it's a doctor's surgery as well as other things.
OK. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I've recently taken the piano back up. I used to play it from the ages of 7 to 17, and I'm actually playing the piano at my boss's wedding very shortly.
Oh, well, good for you. I think to be able to play the piano is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm 29. I should have passed my test a long time ago, so I might get a car if I pass my test this year.
Charlotte, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Your time starts now. The three hands on a watch usually indicate hours, minutes and what?
Seconds.
Correct. In comic books, what colour does Dr. Bruce Banner turn when he becomes angry?
Black.
Green. Attica is a region of what European country?
Greece.
Correct. What 1999 Pixar movie had the tagline, "The toys are back in town"?
Toy Story. Two.
Correct. What letter is in the British but not the American spelling of the word neighbour?
U.
Correct. Charles Wilson, the inventor of the cloud chamber, won what Nobel Prize?
Nobel Peace Prize.
Physics. Who received a BAFTA nomination for acting in his own Talking Head series?
Pass.
Alan Bennett. What month completes the Welsh proverb, a warm January, a cold...
December?
May. The resort of New Brighton is on the northeast tip of what peninsula?
Pass.
Wirral. In 2001, what Irish rock group had hits with Elevation and Walk On?
U2.
Correct. Water was Elizabeth I's nickname for which explorer? Would have been Walter Raleigh. Charlotte, $5,000.
Very happy with that.
Oh, that's good. Got a good team going here. You ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Charlotte.
Hi, Mark.
Well, I was waiting for the tide to turn, and it looks like it has.
It's a bit unfair.
Let's put some money on the table. We were unlucky with a couple of questions. $5,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you.
minus 2,000.
Although, if you want to go closer to him, he'll give you a top offer of...
£34,000.
Thanks, have a chat with your team. David.
34,000, definitely.
Ooh.
Take the 34.
Fighting talk. Karina.
Take a deep breath and bring back 5.
Martin.
£5,000's a lot of money, and now with the multiple choice questions, I think we've really got him rattled as a team. Come back to us.
Perfect, thank you, team. All right, here we are. Charlotte, do we have minus 2, 5 or 34 grand? What'll it be?
I'm not feeling as brave as I thought I would do this morning, so I'm going to stick with the 5.
Thank you very much. 5 it is, Chaser.
They talk such a big game from back there, don't they?
It's all right, don't worry, Charlotte. You'll do fine. I wish you well. Charlotte, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here's your first question. By what name is 7th Avenue in New York City also known? A, Fashion Avenue, B, Food Avenue, or C, Furniture Avenue? You've put Food Avenue.
It's a guess.
Correct answer is... it's Fashion Avenue. Stay where you are. Chase has put... immediately comes onto the table. 2 behind straight away. Here's your next question. Which Irish dramatist wrote a play called Play and a film called Film? A, George Bernard Shaw, B, Oscar Wilde, C, Samuel Beckett. You've put George Bernard Shaw.
My dad says, on a quiz, if you don't know it, go for the longest answer, cos why would they be bothered writing it out if it was wrong?
What a marvellous piece of logic. I've never thought of that. What's your dad's name?
David.
Fair play to you, David. Correct answer is... oh, this better be right now. Come on.
Oh, Dad.
Staying where you are. Dave, liven yourself up. Chaser has put... goes right with Beckett and Hooter with him one. We're 5 from home. Now then.
Yeah, the great Irishman who actually lived a lot of his life in France. I think he was connected with the French Resistance.
Ah, how about that? All right, got to get this question right. Good luck, Charlotte. A cockerel is a young male of what domestic bird? A, duck, B, pigeon, C, chicken. You've put... chicken.
Got to be, hasn't it?
Yeah. Correct answer is... chicken's right. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put... goes right with chicken. Here's your next question. How often is the magazine Vanity Fair published? A, monthly, B, fortnightly, or C, quarterly? You've put monthly.
Another guess.
Correct answer is...
yes.
Well played. Step close to home. Monthly's right. Chase has put... goes right also with monthly, yeah. Remains with us. Here's your next question. What was the first Ian Rankin novel to feature Detective Inspector Rebus? A, Exit Music, B, Set in Darkness, or C, Knots and Crosses? You've put Set in Darkness. Is it a guess?
Of all the questions in all the world, why'd you have to ask me that?
Correct answer is... Knots and Crosses, staying where you are. 3 from home. Mm. Chase is 1 behind. You ready?
Yes.
Think he knows it?
Probably.
Got to be wrong for us to stay in the game. Chase has put... come on, go wrong. Go wrong. Come on. Oh, goes with us. Set in Darkness. Gets it wrong. We live to fight again.
Not a clue. I don't know anything about that at all.
Here's your next question. Germany was divided into East and West countries in what decade? A, 1920s, B, 1930s, or C, 1940s? You've put 1930s.
War-related, Second World War. Another guess.
Got to be right for us to say it again. Correct answer is...
Oh!
Now, I've got to be honest,
yeah.
We've got to stay where we are. He is going to know this.
Of course he is.
All right, Chaser has put...
Well, from those options, I'm sorry, but how can you go wrong there?
What?
World War II, 1939 to 1945.
Yeah.
And we didn't fight West Germany or East Germany, we fought Germany.
Oh, goodness.
Just well you're not playing, you donor.
Do you know what, Charlotte? He's horrible to me. I'm sorry, I thoroughly enjoyed your company.
Thank you.
However, darling, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later.
Good luck with the piano.
Thank you.
Keep that up, that's for sure. Two players are through. David is up last in seat four. Go for it, go for it, go for it. He has told everyone. Will he go for it? Who knows? Find out in a minute. Welcome back, last up. It is David. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, Bradley.
Now then, from London.
Yep.
You're a civil servant.
Yep.
What do you do in the civil service?
It's my job to advise ministers on government policy and then to help them take laws through Parliament.
Really? What's the best law you think you've helped go through Parliament?
They've all been equally brilliant. I couldn't possibly say which one was better than the other.
What's the biggest buffoon you've ever worked with?
Probably myself.
Don't believe that. You can say names. We won't tell anyone. All right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm a big fan of the board game Scrabble, so I play in a London Scrabble League. I like to play in tournaments around the country whenever I can. I played at the 2014 World Scrabble Championships.
Where did you come?
76.
Yes. 76 in the world at Scrabble. It's seat four. Bring it on. OK, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
So my wife and I are saving up to buy our first house, so anything I win would go towards the deposit.
You've been telling everyone to go high, David.
I know.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. David, your time starts now. What Robert Louis Stevenson novel features a seafaring man with one leg?
Treasure Island.
Correct. What nationality are actors Jim Carrey and Rick Moranis?
American.
Canadian. What type of party features in the title of a Harold Pinter play?
Abigail's party?
Birthday party. In 73 BC, the ex-slave Spartacus set up camp on the slopes of what volcano?
Etna?
Vesuvius. In the name of the government department DEFRA, what does the F stand for?
Food.
Correct. Which Hawaiian-born pop singer is part of a songwriting team called the Smeezingtons?
Pass.
Bruno Mars. Rupert Murdoch bought what daily broadsheet newspaper in 1981?
The Times.
Correct. What slang term for clothes also means to thump someone?
Clobber.
Correct. What city in the state of Pennsylvania is called America's birthplace?
Gettysburg?
Philadelphia. Aslan is a Turkish word for what member... No time to get there for you. David, £4,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, David.
Hi, Mark.
You may be a Scrabble player, but here you don't need to know what the words are, you need to know what they mean.
You seem a bit rattled, Mark. You OK?
Yes! You've got him, David. You've got him. Let's put some money on the table. All right, 4K. Get ready. We'll have a bottom offer of...
Minus £4,000.
Don't worry about that. We'll have a top offer of... Here you go, David.
£44,000.
Happy days. Have a chat with your team. Karina.
What do you think?
Don't take the minus four. You're better than that, and so were we.
Martin.
You kept saying go for the higher offer. You want a house? How much do you want the house?
OK, thank you. Here we go. Minus four. Four. £44,000.
I'm not taking the minus four. I am going to go for 44.
Get in! I knew you'd do that. Good man. You called it all the way along. Well done you, David.
I didn't expect that. Shake his hand for me.
Yeah, from the
please.
Beast. David, this is made for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
David, for 44K, the chase is on. Yes. Here we go. Here comes your first question. Come on. In EastEnders, who is the mother of Tanya Branning? A, Cora. B, Dora. C, Nora. You've put Dora. Do you watch EastEnders?
Not for about 10 years.
Oh, we've got to get lucky with this then. Correct answer is please. Dora Branning. That sounds right. Oh. All right, OK, look, we're staying where we are. Call us the right answer. Chase has put. He don't even watch it and he'll get it. Shocking. Six to go, one behind. I'm with you. Let's go. Here's your question. Come on. In 1786, Margaret Nicholson tried to assassinate which king with a blunt, ivory-handled dessert knife? A, George I. B, George II. C, George III. You have put George III.
I think there was a big run of about four Georges in a row from 1714 up to 18-something, so I think it's George II or George III, but I'm not certain which one.
The correct answer is... Oh, yes! Right, step closer home. Chase has put. You'll get this. Goes right, George III.
Yeah, well, he did help. The first two were dead by then.
Remains with us. Here we go. Here's your next question. Well played, David. Perfect. Which of these is a fish capable of living out of water for months? A, heartfish. B, lungfish. C, spleenfish. Need an answer. You've put lungfish. Well, it's got to be it.
I don't know. I mean, lungs, they can breathe.
Yeah.
Maybe they can breathe out of water.
Correct answer is, it's got to be lungfish. Yeah. Step close to home. Lungfish is right. Chase has put. Goes with lungfish. Yep. Here's your next question. The Tor, Tamar and Torridge are all rivers in what English county? A, Devon. B, Dorset. C, Durham. You've put Devon.
I've got a feeling the Tamar might separate Devon and Cornwall.
Correct answer is... Devon. Come on, bring it on. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right with Devon. Good game. Here we go, three from home.
It's a native Devonian. I was never getting that one wrong.
Here's next question. Come on, David. Wilbur and Orville Wright built their pioneering aircraft using their knowledge from making and selling which vehicles? A, automobiles. B, bicycles. C, speedboats. You have put bicycles.
I doubt it's speedboats, the time that they were making them. Automobiles, they were made in big factories, so bicycles would seem the most likely, but I guess we'll find out.
Correct answer is... Brilliant. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put. He also goes with bicycles. We're playing really well. It's a great game, this. Here's your next question. Cool. In 1997, who dressed as King Louis XIV for his 50th birthday party at the Hammersmith Palais? A, David Bowie. B, Rod Stewart. C, Elton John. Yes, I know it. This is a great game. You've put Elton John.
Seems like the sort of ostentatious outfit he might wear, but not 100%.
Correct answer is... Brilliant. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Elton John's the right answer. This is a great game. Stays with us. Stays
often
with us.
Often you're more excited than the contestant.
Oh, yeah, but six I'm... on the bounce. Come on. Here's your question. Come on, David. Here we go. Six on the bounce, please.
He's met half of them.
How jammy is that? Come on. Which of these men became a Member of Parliament first? A, Michael Heseltine. B, Michael Howard. C, Michael Portillo. Oh, don't tell me you don't know it. Here we go. You have put Michael Heseltine. OK.
Michael Heseltine, I've gone for him because I think he's quite old now. I think he's older than the other two, certainly older than Michael Portillo, and I think he was a rising star of the Conservatives when he came in, so I'm hoping he entered Parliament when he was quite young. If I'm wrong, I'll be kicking myself, but, you know, you're only here once. No guts, no glory. Had to give it a go, and...
All right, here we go. Fingers crossed. To go through with 44 grand, the correct answer is... Go on, go on, go on, go on, go on! Yes! Get in! Well done, David. I love it. Well done, Cockle. Brilliant. Hey!
Well, nothing I could have done. You got six on the spin.
Six on the bounce. Brilliant. Well played, you.
Thank
David,
you.
You're through to the final chase, mate. That was sensational going. That really was unbelievable.
Very well done.
You did it. You got
it. Yeah. Fantastic, honestly. What about that, folks? David, six on the bounce, gets through to the final chase with 44 grand. He joins Karina and Martin. The prize fund is up to 60,000, 20 grand each. Come on, are they going home with it? Oh, I hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back, folks. David, Karina and Martin are through to the final chase, the 60 grand in the prize fund. Now, during the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you, team, have selected set...
Set B.
Set B, which means, of course, the Beast gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the Beast, and there it is. That's quite a big advantage. Make that pay. I wish you luck. Your time starts... Now, the Taj Mahal Palace Hotel is located in what country?
David.
India.
Correct. Which Teletubby has a one-syllable name?
David.
Po.
Correct. What canal was closed by the Six-Day War?
Karina.
Suez.
Correct. Which scientist discovered the atomic nucleus in 1911?
Karina.
Röntgen.
Ernest Rutherford. Which children's writer created the world of Wonderland?
Karina.
Lewis Carroll.
Correct. Yellow Necks is what type of small rodent?
David.
Mouse.
Correct. What vowel appears twice in the word protagonist?
David.
O.
Correct. Who played newlywed Maddie in the sitcom Life of Riley?
Karina.
Caroline Quentin.
Correct. The Great White North is a colloquial term for what country?
Karina.
Canada.
Correct. Which female singer had the 80s hit Love Resurrection?
David.
Donna Summer.
Alison Moyet. Which poet was denied burial in Poets' Corner 1824?
David.
Keats.
Byron. The Western Mail newspaper is based in what Welsh city?
Martin.
Cardiff.
Correct. The gladiolus is a member of what larger family of plants?
David.
Crocus.
Irises. Waka is a classic form of poetry from what Asian country?
Karina.
India.
Japan. The kickflip and fakey heel flip are tricks in what activity?
Martin.
Skateboarding.
Correct. Who's the paternal grandfather of Princess Eugenie?
David.
Prince Andrew.
Prince Philip. In what Elvis hit was the rhythm section called the Purple Gang?
Karina.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Jailhouse Rock. Eastern Diamondback is the deadliest species of what snake?
Karina.
Rattlesnake.
Correct. Training a Tiger was a 1997 guidebook about what sport?
David.
Cricket.
Golf. Actress Mickey Sumner is the daughter of which pop star?
Martin.
Stink.
Correct. How many decades are there in two centuries?
Karina.
20.
Correct. The word scampi comes directly from what language?
Karina.
Correct. Libya's national flag. Really trying to get a good run on there and get them in. Well played. 17. So 14 questions answered. You don't think it's enough?
No.
Yeah, but you know
pushbacks.
What? Yes, David's right. Pushbacks. All right, here we go. Time to bring back the chaser. Good run at the end.
Started very well. Fell apart a bit in that third quarter. Still, it's right in the fun zone.
Let's do it. Remember, if the Beast gets a question wrong, the team get it right, they push him back one step. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Brown widow is a species of what creature?
Spider.
Correct. The musical style ska originated on what island?
Jamaica.
Correct. In Russia, Victory Day remembers the victims of what war?
World War II.
Correct. The Musgrove family features in what Jane Austen novel?
Pride and Prejudice.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it's Persuasion.
Persuasion?
I'll go with that. Okay. I don't.
Not 100%, but I think it's Persuasion.
Okay. Brad, we're going to go with Persuasion.
It's correct. Well played. We push the chaser backs. 15 required. Great answer. Well played, Karina. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. How is the actress born Margaret Natalie Smith best known?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Is it just Maggie Smith?
Dame Maggie Smith.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. We push the chaser back. 16 required. 16 are required to catch the team. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In chess, each player moves how many times for fool's mate?
Two.
Correct. Lunar solar means related to both the sun and what body?
Moon.
Correct. Fight the Fight is a recurring song in what Tim Rice musical?
Phantom of the Opera.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
You did chess.
Oh, yeah, chess. I think it was chess. You happy with that?
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Chess.
Is wrong. Correct answer is From Here to Eternity. Oh. 14 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What's 2/5 of 1,000?
400.
Correct. Which frontman links the House Martins and Beautiful South?
Paul Heaton.
Correct. And Pornick is a character in what H.G. Wells novel?
War of the Worlds.
Stop the clock.
Time Machine?
Yeah.
Time Machine, Brad.
No, correct answer is Kipps. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Who sang lead vocals on the 68 hit Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. The Australian port of Fremantle is on what ocean?
Indian.
Correct. St. Andrew's Day is the last day of what month?
November.
Correct. In 1953, who became US Vice President?
Richard Nixon.
Correct. Which Scottish cyclist has won 6 Olympic gold medals?
Sir Chris Hoy.
Correct. In the 1980 Christmas single, what did Joan and Louis want to stop?
Cavalry.
Correct. Which US movie star is married to actress Christine Taylor?
Seth Rogen.
Stop the clock.
Meet the Fockers.
Oh.
Ben Stiller.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 7 required to catch the team. 38 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What company makes the earpod in-ear headphones?
Apple.
Correct. Winker Watson was a regular character in what children's comic?
Beano.
Stop the clock.
He said Beano.
The Dandy.
Is correct. The Dandy is right. We push the chaser back. 7 required.
He's going to be close now.
Here you go. Your time starts again now. Jaffa, Naval and Valencia are...
Oranges.
Correct. What waterfall is located on the border of Zambia and Zimbabwe?
Victoria.
Correct. A Bill Paxton played astronaut Fred Hayes in what film drama?
Apollo 13.
Correct. The name of what coin worth 4 pence meant great or thick?
Groat.
Correct. Cecil Parkinson was chairman of what political
Service
party?
It.
Correct. What Buddy Holly's song was originally called Cindy Lou?
Mary Lou.
Stop the clock.
Cindy Lou, Buddy Holly.
Peggy Sue?
Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue, Brad. Peggy Sue.
Is correct. Yes. We push the chaser back. 3 required. Here we go.
Oh, that'll be it.
Your time starts again now. Traditionally, grog was rum diluted with what?
Water.
Correct. The ghost of Prince Edward appears in what Shakespeare play? Time is up. All about the pushbacks, completely 100%. 7 chances to push back, 5 executed. Well played. How do you feel?
Unbelievable.
Elated. Elated. You know what? Thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. Very good team indeed. Martin, Karina and David. Take your £60,000. Split it between you. £20,000 each. You have not been caught. Congratulations. You've outrun the chaser. Well played. Very good indeed. Chaser.
That's what happens when you get a good team. You've got time to think about answers. And to be fair, that's exactly what you did. You earned it. Well played, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
What a game, really. The team go home with £20,000 each. What about that? Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.